It's the 16th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Emma Holland Lindsay's Liberal Democrats believe they are better positioned than the Labour Party to dethrone the entrenched Tories from mid-Bedfordshire. The two parties have been locked in a vicious battle for the constituency. Miss Holland Lindsay's candidacy is largely focused on providing a more robust and accessible NHS. She would also like the large tax cut that was given to the banks handed back so that the money can be used for mortgage relief. Cade Sibley is a Green Party candidate who is an advocate for environmental issues. He believes in taxing the energy companies to address issues of energy poverty. Mr. Sibley would also increase universal credit payments for society's poorest and increase wages in the public sector paid for with a wealth tax on rich individuals. Admiral Taverns will once again tinker with the formula that is The Bear, an alternative pub on Bedford's High Street. Establishment regulars are unhappy with the proposed remodel that many believe will purge the unique atmosphere that they have come to appreciate. A petition bearing 500 signatures to leave things as they are was ignored by management. The Terminal Car Park 2 fire at London Luton Airport, which affected 1,500 vehicles, has led to a flurry of passenger inquiries and frustration with their slow response. The airport is working with management company APCOA Parking to address concerns and have said that, although we don't have all the answers, the Motor Insurers Bureau will be coordinating claims with all insurers. The Shuttleworth Collection and Swiss Garden, close to Biggleswade, has received the 2023 Sanford Award for Heritage Education. The national honour recognises historically relevant institutions involved in educational efforts. That was your Bedford News in 100 seconds.